And good Thursday morning, live from the downtown area of Coffeyville. We find ourselves at the KGGF studios. I'm your host, Sam Speck. Glad you're with us again here on this Thursday as we're joined by the Historical Society's Chris Crane. Chris, always glad to have you here in studio. Good morning.
Good morning. Glad to be here.
Absolutely. As we love talking many great things, either whether it's Brown Mansion, whether it's the Dalton Museum, anything really, Historical Society here in Coffeyville. We always appreciate you guys coming in here and talking about it. So that's really what we got in the next couple of months. We'll be previewing a few things, but I think really right now, I know you guys got an event kind of themed around it, but a lot of parents right now are also looking forward to it. But back to school is going to be here before you know it, and I know the Friends of the Mansion has got something rolling with it.
They do. We, you know, right now, the last 2 days have been enrollment for the school district, and on Sunday, August 25th, from 2 to 4 p.m. at the Brown Mansion, the Friends of the Mansion are planning a back-to-school fashion show. I would call Linda Follett at 620-688-2042 for more information. She can tell you about the tickets.
Great. Great. Well, with that, you know, back-to-school fashion show, would this be kind of clothing centered around the kiddos, or where would the clothing kind
of
be?
That's what I'm assuming. But I, you know, I don't know for certain. This is Friends of the Mansion is a subsidiary group, and their purpose is to help raise funds to support the Brown Mansion. And they do fashion shows from time to time. They've had them before with actually some of the fashions that were worn during the time the Brown Mansion was open.
Wow.
But I believe this will probably be just sounds like kids clothing to me.
Yeah, very neat. Very neat. Well, again, it's a perfect little opportunity to not only to maybe get some clothing, but maybe get an idea and take your kids out as well and have a good time with that. So one more time, when's it at and what's a good number to call for information?
It's going to be at the Brown Mansion on Sunday, August 25th. It'll be from 2 to 4 p.m. Linda Follett, who is the event coordinator at the Brown Mansion, would be your contact, and her number is 620-688-2042.
Great. Well, I can't believe school is already it's already here.
It
feel bad. I feel bad for him, but at the same time I don't, because I was in those same shoes just shortly ago.
Oh,
and
okay.
Man, that 3 month summer, two 3 month summer break goes by very, very quickly.
It does,
for them.
It does.
So, again, that back to school put on by Friends of the Mansion fashion show, that'll be pretty fun as well. Anything else throughout the month of August, really, as we go through? I know we've got a big month of October, lots that you guys are doing, and then of course we've got the gala coming up in September. But any other things from August or upcoming dates?
In August and September, admission at the Dalton Museum will be half price.
Oh, nice.
The reason being is we're in the process of moving things to the new site, and as things are moving out, we didn't feel like it would be, you know, to charge full price. So we're charging half price in August and September at the present site for the museum. Honestly, during August, September, October, November, the mansion will be open with tours Tuesday through Saturday at 1 and 3 p.m.
Great.
And then we close down for public tours December, January, and February. And we have candlelight tours, though, in December.
That's right. Yeah, and we'll hit on that here
yep.
in just a moment. Well, with that, you know, we're talking about this move. We're talking about the whole transition of it. And, I was very excited to hear about it when it first kind of came to first idea. Now it's really, you know, we're just a couple of months out. And by the look of this, we got a reopening plan for it.
We do. First of all, I have to tell you, we are so grateful to Mike Avey and Community State Bank for making this possible. They donated the building to us, didn't have to do that, and it was a very kind thing for them to do. And we've had a lot of people in the community, businesses have donated materials and time, effort, some financial, you know, they've helped a lot.
Yeah.
We are planning on the first day, we will have our ribbon cutting at 9 a.m. on Friday, October 4th. And that will be our first day of business, which kicks off the whole Dalton Defenders weekend.
That's very exciting. Well, with that, you mentioned about the building. For maybe some listeners that don't know, kind of explain the new building in comparison to the old site.
Well, I think a lot of people think that the present Dalton Museum building is the only museum we've ever had. And actually, the first museum was in the Chamber of Commerce building from 1954 until 1960 or 61 when they moved over to where the museum is now. And the reason being is there wasn't enough room.
Mm.
We've come to the same problem. We just don't, we kind of outgrew the building a long time ago and we've struggled along. And this was a perfect opportunity. It was just a wonderful chance. We took it. We will not be using the second floor at this point for displays of the museum, as we don't have an elevator in the new building. But the first floor itself is bigger than the entire building we were in. So it's just been a lot of work. We don't want it to look like a bank. We want it to look like a museum, and we've had a lot of volunteers that have helped.
Yeah. Well, with that, I know there's a lot of things that you can do to kind of take away the, you know, the curb appeal of being a bank, but there's that big old safe on the inside of
there.
I know. It's very, very neat. I don't think you guys are going to be able to dolly that thing out of there.
No.
Any ideas with that?
It's a big vault, and that is kind of really one of the attractions.
Yeah.
We will have it open so that you could walk in.
Nice.
I mean, it was safety deposit boxes, but we've had people stop by to see what's going on with the progress. And that's the first thing they do is they walk through, you know, just to check the vault out. And it's pretty cool.
Yeah. Pretty neat. So, again, just, maybe plug that address real quick of where it would be at. And again, the 4th of October is when they are planning that, but yeah, where's it located?
It's going to be located at 814 Walnut, which is right on Death Alley. It's the old Condon National Bank building.
Okay. So, speaking of the old Chamber building, right across the street.
It's right across the street from the Plaza and the Chamber building, and right on Death Alley. So it's pretty nice. And it's a historically significant building to the Dalton Raid.
Yeah, that is correct. Is it that one and then the one across the street as well that they
tried
to do?
No, this, during the time of the raid, there was a drugstore there on the alley. And upstairs was Dr. Wells' office, and that's where they took Emmett after he was shot.
Okay.
And I think on the, and then just south of that was the funeral parlor.
That's pretty neat. That's pretty neat. I didn't live out here for more than, I think maybe even a couple of weeks. And, you know, I'm checking back with the parents and grandparents and, and talking with my grandpa. And he's like, oh, you live out in Coffeyville. Is that, that's where the Dalton brothers were, you know? I mean, it's an immediate attraction. And it's very cool that Coffeyville takes it, not necessarily takes advantage of it, but it, you know, flourishes and really puts it on a pedestal because it is a really cool historical piece of, you know, time and history. And I love to see the Historical Society as well as other companies making a point of it.
We're happy, and we hope other companies will. I mean, we don't have the monopoly on the Daltons, but that is the one thing this town is known for.
Yeah.
And I hope that this revitalization and things going on downtown, that maybe they'll take more advantage of that. Because we draw in, on an average, 300 visitors a month just to the museum.
Wow. That's pretty
and they're
neat.
Here just for the Dalton stuff.
Yeah, and I can imagine they are far and, you know, beyond just southeastern Kansas. You know, I'm sure they're driving through. I'm sure they're traveling, maybe even some international that come on in.
Oh, we have quite a bit international, believe it or not. We're very big in Asia.
Right.
I think the Cowboys and Indians type thing is pretty popular.
They're liking that.
It's very exotic to them.
So, again, the grand reopening on the 4th of October there. That will be pretty neat. Well, I know we kind of skipped over it there, but it is something out at the Brown Mansion.
Yes.
Coming up at the end of September is the gala.
Yes. This is for the 150th celebration of Coffeyville. And the Historical Society, we donated use of the mansion grounds for this evening, and they're having a gala. Tickets are being sold at the chamber office for $25, individual tickets. They actually sold all the reserve tables already. So this is going to be an event. And I think it's limited to 300 people. And there'll be... Your ticket will get you free hors d'oeuvres. There's going to be a live jazz band.
Nice.
There'll be a cash bar. On the 28th, it will have cash bar social from 6:30, and then 7:30, the band starts.
Great. Well, yeah, again, you don't want to sleep on something like this. Obviously, seems like a handful of folks are wanting to get over there. Now, correct me if I'm wrong, they had like a gala last year, correct? Was it at the Brown Mansion as well? Or?
I don't remember a gala at the Brown Mansion
I can't
last
remember.
Year.
I don't know if it was at the mansion or what it may be, but I'm glad, again, you know, this whole community-wide effort for the celebration of 150.
Yes.
You know, it's
and
been a fun year.
And this is just the second part. We had the birthday party in June,
yep.
So it's pretty exciting.
Yeah, it'll be pretty neat. So, again, that is coming up on the 28th of September. Certainly notch that down. And again, if you are interested to go, would you probably say you call the chamber?
The chamber offices, they were selling the tickets down there.
Okay, that's definitely the best place to go if you are interested. So again, the gala coming up end of September there. And then you guys also, we were speaking Friends of the Mansion there, you guys have a tea coming
They're planning a tea also.
There you go.
It's going to be on Sunday, October 20th between 2 and 4. Again, that number for Linda Follett is 620-688-2042. I'm not sure all the details.
Okay.
The Friends basically raise money to help us with maintenance issues out at the mansion, and we are looking to raise money again. Mm-hmm. We have another chimney that needs replaced, repaired. So, and it's pretty expensive to do that.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, some masonry work or just basic building repairs, you know, they can definitely get pricey. I would imagine. So again, Friends of the Mansion, what was her name?
Linda Follett.
Follett, that's correct. Linda Follett, that is the place to go for information there. Well, I know you kind of teased it a little bit there, but you said the candlelight tours as well. I know it's a little bit away, but certainly with the way the 2019's flying by, it's going to be here a lot sooner than we think.
We will do 6 nights. Darla Thornburg, who is on, she's kind of the head of the thing for the Historical Society. I'm not going to tell you what the dates are, because I will do this at a future one, but it's going to be 6 nights, and I know they'll start at 5:30 and go till 8. And it's a donation. We kind of suggest a $5 donation, and you get to walk through and look at all the beautiful trees. Every room, first, second, and third floor, has got Christmas trees. And it's just gorgeous.
Yeah, it's. I've heard it's just an immense amount of trees. I can't remember, because Candy Westbrook, she was trying to give me an idea. It was like over 50 trees or something
like
that.
Last year, I think we were at 50 trees.
Wow.
And I believe that they were talking to try to get 150 trees this year because of the 150. I will see how they're going to do that. I have faith in them.
Yeah, well, we got to save room for the people walking
through. I know.
Through. Yeah.
We got people. I assume they'll use trees outside and on the veranda and things, but it really is pretty at night. It's just the prettiest thing in the world. And it's amazing to me, we've had people that come back 2 or 3 nights.
Yeah, absolutely. So again, speaking with the Historical Society's Chris Crane here this morning with some of the dates that you might want to notch down as well. Again, the Brown Mansion, if you're just now listening, and I know a lot of folks have lived here in Coffeyville for a long time, I'm sure you've gone out there, but for the surrounding, it is a very, very cool thing to go to, let alone the candlelight tours while they're there with those beautiful Christmas trees. But it is it was an innovative house at its time and still is now. So Chris, we still got about a minute or so any final notes you'd want to get it out?
Well, I will tell you that we hosted last year, the first weekend in March, we hosted a Civil War reenactment at the mansion. We've decided we're going to try and make that a yearly event, but it was really, really cold in March, so we think we're going to go first weekend in April. Okay. And that is our plan, to do that again. And we're looking forward to that. That was a big success.
Well, good. I'm glad that you guys have turned it into something that hopefully, again, will be coming back and a reoccurring event year in, year out. I know Rob Burrows was excited about it. I'm sure he did a great job with it.
Rob did a wonderful job, and he is, I think, head of this Kansas Infantry Volunteers or reenacting group. And we have a lot. They actually volunteered the second weekend of every month out at the Dalton Museum giving tours.
Well, great. So,
and by the way, if you come downtown during the grand opening, I think Colonel Coffey will be making an appearance.
There you
possibly
go.
Some Daltons. Who knows?
Who knows? Exactly. Yeah. There you go. Well, real quick, Chris Crane, what would be a great place to get information? Is there a phone number, website? What would be the best place to find some information?
There is a Facebook page for the Dalton Defenders Museum, and you can see pictures of the progress going on in the museum, the new museum. There is a website, www.brownmansion.com, that has information for the Brown Mansion.
Great. Again, that is the Historical Society here in Coffeyville. Chris Crane. Chris, I do appreciate you taking some time here on this Thursday and speaking on behalf of the Society there. Always appreciate the interview. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
This is the Mighty 690 KGGF.